We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Mem Zayin, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last words of Mem Vav and Mem Beis. We have Machloikis, Rabba, and Rav Chista about the din Hoyel. Hoyel means that you're baking, you light a bake on Yontif for Tzarek HaChanapesh. Here you're baking on Yontif for the next day, for after Yontif. According to Rav Chista, you get Malkus, because you're doing a Malacha, it's for Hoyel. According to Rabba, you don't get Malkus. It's Aser, you don't get Malkus. Why? Rabba holds the idea called hoyel, that even though I'm not eating it today, and I'm making it for tomorrow, but guests might come, and I might use it for them, so it might be tzarech yontif, so it's mutam. Rav Chista holds no such thing as hoyel. That's one machlekes Rabba Rav Chista. But there's another machlekes Rabba Rav Chista, because you have to answer how you allow to cook from yontif to Shabbos when it comes to the yontif, whether it's yontif and a Shabbos, how do you cook? Erev the shilin is mata adraisa. So Rav Chista says, another halacha, they allow to cook on yontif for Shabbos. Like Rashi explains, it's one Kedusha, and just like a lot of cook for Yom Tov, like cook for Yom Tov Shabbos. Okay, so why do you need Erev Tavshilin? Because there's a Gzeira, people might get mixed up and confused. You think you're allowed to cook for the weekday also. You made Erev Tavshilin to make a heker that we're cooking on Yom Tov Shabbos is special for this. So I'll upon him, that's not a machlokes now. Rav Chista has a kula that you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos, made the rice I'll upon him. And according to Rabba, he doesn't hold it out, but he holds a oil. So there's two machlokes in. So the Gemara now is going to ask, Rabba is going to continue asking questions.
Why did you go into Rabba?
Erev Tavshilin, because also the Rabbanon stole it. Even with Hoyle, still also the Rabbanon. Even with Hoyle, it doesn't make it mutter. Hoyle only makes no Malkus, but still also the Rabbanon. So the Erev Tavshilin takes off that Rabbanon. That's what happens. So now the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha now on this idea of Tzarkish Shabbos Nasav Yontif. Rabba is going to ask the Kasha of Chista. You hold the Latin cook on Yontif with the rice of Shabbos and ask your Kasha on that. Eisvei. We learned to the Mishnah. Lechem aponim, it's Mishnah Menachos. Lechem aponim ne'echol etisha. Sometimes when you were eating the lechem aponim, the kahanim eating lechem aponim, it's 9 days old. Sometimes la'asara, it's 10 days old. Sometimes la'akrasa, sometimes 11 days old. Le'pachos li'yosis, never less than 9 days, never more than 11 days. Ketzad, let's get an example. The way they did the lechem aponim was they used to cook it on bake it on Erev Shabbos. Then tomorrow on Shabbos, when they took off the old lechem aponim, they replaced it with this lechem aponim. And then the next Shabbos, they ate it. For example, let's say Parashat Shemois. Every Parashat Shemois, on Friday Parashat Shemois, they baked it. On Parashat Shemois, they put that onto the lechem, onto the shulchan, and took the other ones and ate it. And this lechem that was sitting on the shulchan, from Shemois to Va'era, on Parashat Va'era, they ate it. So that is 9 days. Ketzad, Kedarka Letisha. When it's a usual week, it's 9 days, because from Friday to Friday, 8 days, Shabbos, 10 days. Ketzad, what? It's all here 9 days. It's from Friday to Friday, 8 days, and Shabbos, 10 days. Ketzad, Kedarka, Letisha, regular week, it's 9 days. Nefa, how? Nefa, Erev Shabbos, Nefa, Shabbos. You bake it Erev Shabbos, you eat it on Shabbos. Letisha, which is 9 days later. What's the case of 10 days? Chal Yom Tov, Lias, Erev Shabbos. Yom Tov is Erev Shabbos. So when do you bake the bread? You bake the bread on Thursday. So Nechal L'Shabbos La'asara, so then it's 10 days. Shnei Yom Tov is Rosh Hashanah. If there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah on Thursday and Friday, Nechal L'Shabbos La'charasa, then you eat it on Shabbos, which is 11 days later. The feast day in Dechal is Shabbos La'asara Yontif, because the baking of Lechem Aponim is not Dechal Shabbos and not Dechal Yontif. Now Rashi explains that how is it possible? We're talking in the Zman HaMikdash. So it has passed off 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi brings out the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, where the halacha is that if Edom came on Rosh Hashanah to say that it was Chodesh, after Mincha, they had another day of Rosh Hashanah. So let's say on Thursday, they thought it would be Rosh Hashanah, so they had to keep Rosh Hashanah because this is the first day of the month. They always have to be Chodesh, it has to be Rosh Chodesh. Might say Edom didn't come in the morning, didn't come by lunchtime, they came after Mincha time. And now, the whole day, they kept that day Rosh Hashanah, but then the next day, the Rosh Chodesh. So Friday became Rosh Chodesh, so you had 2 days Rosh Hashanah, even in the Zman HaMikdash.
On Wednesday, we have to be
Chodesh. Yeah, on Thursday, because Thursday it could be Rosh Chodesh. It could be very possible Rosh Chodesh. You have to ready Wednesday night, but you have to start keeping Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's going to be Rosh Chodesh that day. And if Edom would come, that could be Rosh Hashanah, l'mafrei. You have to take it Wednesday, right. Okay, it's right. In case that would be, you have to bake the Chal on Wednesday. So then you have 11 days. So the kasha of Rabba and Rav Chista is like this: the Amis Tzarchis Shabbos Nasim Yomtiv, Amai Lo Yidachi Yomtiv. He's saying like this. Rabba's saying like this. Bishlam Tefimi. You know why you can't bake on Erev Shabbos? That's Yomtiv, because you're not allowed to bake from Yomtiv to Shabbos. You're not allowed to bake Yomtiv to Shabbos. I hoyel. There's no hoyel. It's kachim. Orchim can't eat kachim. So we instead, Rabba says, "Vimi, it's beautiful. If Friday is Yontif, you can't bake them because it's no Hoyle, and you're not allowed to bake for Shabbos. But according to Rav Chisda, Midaraisa, you let it bake from Yontif to Shabbos. So bake it. Oh, I saying it's the Rabbanon, ain't Shavuos Mikdash. So what's the problem? He's asking a fear of Chisda, what's the problem? Why can you bake on Erev Shabbos that's Yontif? So he answers, Rav Chisda answers, Rabba, it's not, here there's a Shavuos, even in the Beis HaMikdash, you keep this Rabbanon. Why? Shavuos Kroiva Hatiru, Shavuos Rechaika Loi Hatiru. Here, it's not a Shavuos that has a Tzarech for today in the Beis HaMikdash. The Tzarech is for tomorrow, or for the next Shabbos. That's a theory of which way Rashi is saying. But here, Rashi, in the second Rashi, says that here, this Shavuos is for next Shabbos. That's a Shavuos very far away. You don't say, yes, that you don't, ain't Shavuos HaMikdash, for something that's going to help you in a week. You can eat in a week in the Beis HaMikdash. You don't say, ain't Shavuos HaMikdash for that. Like Rashi says, Shavuos Kroiva, Shal Yontav Atzma, or Shal Oysa Shabbos Atzma, Shal Tzrich Labay B'Yoyim B'Mikdash Tiru. So there it's sounding like it has to be today. But then it says, Shavuos Rechayka, Lidcha Shavuos Yontav Zeb, Shal Shabbos Shania, Lay Tir of Mikdash. So it's a Shaila Nachrayim, Halil the Rashi, Bak upon him, we're saying here, here's a Shavuos Rechayka. So that's his answer. His answer is, I have a Teretz, Shavuos Rechayka. Samara asks, this man the Amad, the Atano holds, the Itaka could bake it on Yontav. On Erev Shabbos, the land of Yontif. Shurim Mil Domim Shem Rav Shem Ben Askan Doicha Es Yontif. Ain Doicha Yom Tzayim. It's Doicha Yontif, but it's not Doicha. If that day is Yom Kippur, it's not Doicha that day. Friday is Yom Kippur. Ma'ik Lameimar. What are you going to say? What are you going to say then? So what's his kasha? His kasha is. Tosfos explains like this. Bishlam Fi Rabba. Rabba says, you know what the Machlokes Tanakam Shem Gamil is? The Machlokes is, do you say they let a cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. And I agree to you, Zok the Rabbi, Rav Shulchan Gamliel argues with me. I hold Tanakama. But, l'fi you, that you're saying, even if you hold Tzarchei Shabbos, Nas V'Yom Tov, here it's not allowed, because of Shavuos Rechayka. So what can you say, Rav Shulchan Gamliel? L'mai says, the Dora Bonon here. So why let it bake it on Yom Tov for next week? It's a Shavuos Rechayka. That's the kasha. What are you going to say? If your rabbi, like Tosfos says, that's the machlokes, Tanakam and Rishon Gamliel, if you say Tzarchei Shabbos and Asa B'Yontif, and Rishon Gamliel holds you're allowed to do it. But for you, you hold you can't do it because of Shavuos, so then what's Pshat Rishon Gamliel? Oh, if it's just Chayke saying, that's Malachi, that's Michael Neymar. But Pligi, my son, it's just Kreva Tiru, Shavuos Rechayka Lo Yatiru. One man, I'm all Shavuos Kreva Tiru, Shavuos Rechayka Lo Yatiru. But my son, he holds Shavuos Rechayka Nami Yatiru. He holds Shavuos Rechayka is also Mutim. And to give a little spice to it, it could be that the Machloikis is a little different here, because here, you take having a Yusvit for tomorrow also. It's not really for next week. Why? Because tomorrow you're making a Maisa Hanacha on the Shulchan. Maybe that's called Tzarech also. So that's also not such a far Shavuos. It's not much so much as Pshat. But maybe Shulchan Gamliel holds it's not called Shavuos Rechayka at all, because you're putting it down on the table for tomorrow. The Tosfos Rebbein Peretz has shuk much like that. But Akaponim, that's our Gemara here. Everyone answered up the Brisa over here, the Fi Der Shita. And what is that's another kasha, a similar question that Rabbi will ask on Rav Chisda. Moshe Rav Mari, Shtei Alechem, on Shavuos, they bring two loaves of bread called Shtei Alechem. It's actually chametz, one of the only things that are chametz. And you have to shecht the carbon. And when you shecht the carbon, the Shtei Alechem, you can eat the Shtei Alechem. Now, when do you bake the Shtei Alechem? The same idea. Shtei Alechem, Ein Echelos, Epochis, V'Shnaim. It's never fresher than 2 days. V'lo Yoyisel Shloish, it's never more than 3 days. Ketzad. Nefes Erev Yontav. You always bake the bread Erev Shavuos. So the Chalos Yontav Shnaim, eat it on the second day. Chal Yontav Lies Acha Shabbos. If Yontav lands up on a Sunday, so now Erev Yontav Shabbos, what do you do then? Nechelos L'Yontav Shloish. Eat it 3 days old. Because you ain't doing Chalos Shabbos, Lois Yontav. Because the Shtei Lechem, the baking of Shtei Lechem, not doing not Shabbos, not Yontav. Vi Amris Tzarchei Shabbos Nasa B'Yontav. If you hold Tzarchei Shabbos Kvidom B'Yontav, Hashto the Shabbos B'Yontav Shari, means that Yontav you let it cook for Shabbos, the Yontav Yontav Abayi. So if Shul let it cook Yontav for Yontav. He's saying, why don't I bake it on Shavuos? The Teretz is, why don't you bake it on Shavuos? Because it's not edible right now when I'm baking it. Because I need to shech the carbon. So Rav is saying, Vishon for me, you know why I don't bake it on Yontif? Even though you're allowed to do Eichel Nefesh? Because when I'm baking it, is it edible? No, I need to shech the carbon. So you can't, there's no oil here, you can't bake now. You if not eat it. What?
You always have to remediate
Yeah, able to eat it. You have to be able to eat it. So tzarach nafesh, you have to eat it. Here you're not able to eat it because you have to shech the carbon. That's not enough. You have to be able to eat it now. And if you can't eat it now, so you do it Erev Yontiv. Especially if you could do it Erev Yontiv, you should do it. Since if you do it Erev Yontiv, you do it Erev Yontiv. And you can't say hoyel because lemaisa you have to, even Arkham can't eat it. But lefi you, that you don't have to eat it right now. You let it bake a yontiv for Shabbos. You don't have to eat it right now. You can do it tomorrow. Exactly what you're timing is really what Rav Chista holds. So then on yontiv also bake, do it for yontiv for yontiv. Hash to Shabbos beyond the shari. Yontiv, 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 you want you bake it on yontiv. And for the Gemara, you're right. Else the din of Eichel Nefesh should be able to bake a yontiv. But the special Xeris Kosov. Shani Osno Akra, it says about the sugi of Eichel Nefesh, it says, Ya'asel Lachem. I think, Ya'asel Lachem. It says, that's a lashon. That's the head of Eichel Nefesh. Lachem, lachem, lachavaya. Only you only let it cook for yourself on Yom Tov. You can't cook for gavaya. You can't bake, cook for your for gavaya. No Eichel Nefesh, head of Eichel Nefesh. That's the way he answers the pshat in Tanakama, according to Rav Chista. Right, the Gemara of Shimon Gamliel, Dom Shimon Shimon and Sgan Dechas Yom Tov Ma'ik Lameima. Fear Shimon Gamliel. That holds that. We're saying you're right. They really should be able to bake on Yontif for Yontif. Because if Sarka Shabbos Nasav, sure, Sarka Yontif. Here, especially there's a cost. There's no Het Eichel Nefesh when you're cooking for Hektish. No, then Eichel Nefesh. That, because you can't do it any other day. So that's, it says, B'moyado. It has to be brought now. This doesn't have to be baked now. You can bake it, doesn't have to bake now. The only Het to be because I'm eating it. There's no Het for that. No Het to. You might be eating it from Gavaya. There's no Het for that. No Eichel Nefesh for Gavaya.
The first Gemara,
this can answer that the Lechem Gavaya. I hear what you're saying. There's not Tolian a carbon. There's Tolian a Kmitza. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Gemara could have answered that Lechem Gavaya will answer that. I hear what you're saying. It could be someone asked the Kasha. I don't know, but I hear what you're saying. So Mara says a kasha now. Now I say lechem l'gavaya. Roshim yamil the amr roshim roshim ben asgan doiche is the yontif my ikal meima. So Mara's kasha like this: that bishlama lefi rabba. So roshim yamil gufa agzan tanakama about tzarchi shabbos nasav yontif. So if you're saying you're allowed to bake on yontif because the agz on the whole halacha, but Rav Chista says that really everyone holds it's you're really allowed to bake on yontif. Here, especially in lechem l'gavaya. So what does roshim yamil do with lechem l'gavaya? That you could bake it on yontif. What do you do with the, what do with lechem? And for the Gemara, Sovel Abishol Dom Lechem Lechem Veloy Lenachrim. He holds like Abishol Taka holds that you dash lechem for something else. That you cannot cook for goyim. Like we know on yontif, you're not allowed to cook for your non-Jewish cleaning help. You're not allowed to cook for them. It's also gomer to cook for the non-Jewish cleaning help. That's not the het of Eichel Nefesh. And Tait speaks out that even the first man, the Yom, could also learn that it's all included. Lechem lo yigvay, and the Nachum is also included in that. Like Apatim was saying, the Korah Shemil, use it for Lechem lo yigvay. Now I cook for Goyim.